U.S. Transportation Secretary Raymond LaHood formally announced $17.6 million has been approved for Springfield's Union Station. It's the final piece of funding needed to begin transforming the derelict downtown building into a modern transportation center. LaHood called it a good investment for taxpayers.
The one thing that people realize is that transportation creates jobs.
LaHood said the project, which is expected to cost a total of $45 million, will create construction jobs, permanent jobs at the new train and bus station, and jobs from economic spinoff. The modern station will be part of a growing network of high-speed passenger rail in the Northeast.
This is just a win-win-win, not only for Springfield, but for the Northeast Corridor, but most important for people who are looking for a good job, a good paying job, and a long-lasting job.
The Union Station Regional Intermodal Transportation Center, as it's currently dubbed, will be home to facilities for Amtrak train service, commuter rail, intercity bus, and public transit buses. With the funding now secured and the project's plans long in place, actual construction work will begin this fall, according to Kevin Kennedy, the city of Springfield's chief economic development official.
You cannot allow a building like this to sit here in a decaying condition. We need to improve our intermodal capability, and we will have that with both bus and train traffic. We expect that we'll be able to bring this building online by the beginning of 2015.
The project's plans call for part of the 85-year-old station to be demolished and replaced by parking and bus bays. The main terminal building will be renovated to include new passenger waiting areas, ticket windows, new elevators to the track level, and retail amenities. There will be office space for rent in the future. The downtown train station closed in 1973. Congressman Richard Neal said it's been his goal to renovate and reopen it since he was the mayor of Springfield almost 25 years ago.
My argument here has always been that it's not just about nostalgia, it's about the future.
The Obama administration has plans to spend close to $1 billion to improve and expand high-speed passenger rail service in the Northeast Corridor, a $72 million federally funded project to upgrade the tracks and signals between New Haven, Connecticut, and Vermont is to start later this summer. Timothy Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, says the track improvements will bring high-speed passenger rail to western Massachusetts and ensure success for Springfield's new Union Station.
All the numbers in terms of rail traffic, whether you're talking about Amtrak, which is intercity, or commuter trains, is up. Every time the planners like me do their projections are outstripped. In other words, they go on the high side.
The Pioneer Valley Transit Authority plans to relocate its administrative offices to the new transportation center. PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis says public transit users in Springfield will have a safe, comfortable, and convenient bus terminal.
I anticipate that with the opening of Union Station, PVTA's ridership will go through the roof. Because in addition to our regular service that we're providing, we will then be providing feeder service to the rail service. So that will open up a whole new market for PVTA.
In a separate federal funding announcement, the PVTA was awarded $3.9 million to develop a new bus repair and maintenance garage. The PVTA's current bus garage in Springfield is 108 years old. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.